Hare Krishna. Don't just change perception, change perspective. Many self-help books tell us, change your perception, think positive, then you will be able to achieve things in life. Now, yes, it's definitely good to think positive and to change our perception. However, changing our perception alone is not enough for thinking positive. We need to change our perspective. Change that means not just change how we see things, but from where we see things. Let's consider an example. Suppose we are standing at the foot of a giant skyscraper. Then at its bottom, we will feel dwarfed, naturally. Now, if I say, change your perception. Can I just, by thinking like that, think that, oh, the skyscraper is not so big, I'm not so small? No, we can't do that. But suppose instead of being at the bottom of the skyscraper, we fly in a plane high above the skyscraper. Then the skyscraper will no longer look imposing. So now the skyscraper is still the same, but we are perceiving it, we are seeing it differently. Why? Not just because we change our perception, but because we have changed our perspective. We change from where we are looking. We've changed our position, and that is important for actually the best positive thinking. Not just changing perception, but changing perspective. The Bhagavad Gita begins, Bhagavad Gita is a book that is eminently optimistic. It is the ultimate guide for positive thinking. How? It changes our thinking, not just by changing our perception, but by changing our perspective. The Gita explains right at this beginning that we are not the body, we are the soul. In 2.13 it is said, Dehi nosmi yatha dehe, kaumaram yavanam jara, tatha dehantara praptir, dhiras tatra namuhyati. So, Dehi nosmi yatha dehe. But inside the body, there is a dehi, there is a soul. And the body may change from childhood to youth to old age to destruction. But the soul doesn't change. And one who knows the soul is not disturbed by such changes. So, how the Bhagavad Gita changes our perspective is, it lifts us above our circumstances, above our body and all the circumstances related with the body. So, it helps us understand when there are negativity all around us, when there are problems and threats all around us. The Bhagavad Gita tells us that actually, there is none of these things can hurt us. Later on, 2.23, the Bhagavad Gita describes that actually the soul is indestructible. The soul is beyond fragmentation, that is, it cannot be cut. It is beyond desiccation, it cannot be dried up or burned by fire. It is beyond incineration. It cannot be dried by stormy winds. It can beyond incineration. It cannot be burnt and destroyed. And it is beyond dissolution. It cannot just be dissolved in water and destroyed that way. So basically the point is that even when a person is in an aircraft, the person will feel safe because whatever disturbance might be going on below, that disturbance is not going to affect the person in the aircraft. Now, of course, there is a possibility that somebody below may have anti-aircraft missile and may hit the aircraft. But the Bhagavad Gita tells us that we as souls are indestructible. So there's no such threat of any anti-spiritual missile hitting the soul and hurting and destroying the soul. So when we understand our indestructibility, then that fills us with a profound confidence. And that confidence empowers us to think positively and to act positively. No matter what the negativity around us, we can deal with it in the most optimistic way by changing our perspective from bodily to spiritual, based as given in the Bhagavad Gita. Thank you. Hare Krishna.